What is?
I just wanted to say thank you. It's my last day today.
It's your last day today? Oh, time rushes quick.
My heart wants to stay, but...
Well, come back anytime soon, yeah? Hmm? Bring your wife with you, yeah? If she is. But she's Chinese, so she probably won't be interested to me.
I try to make her interested, but not push her.
No. I mean, pushing is not... No, that doesn't work.
We try again.
I mean, the more often you go, the maybe she becomes interested.
I hope so.
Well, okay.
So I hope to come back soon again.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, you know, I mean, especially if you see that there's the tensions will rise between U.S. and China, yeah? Then you should go back, because then you're in the middle, you know? Yeah? In the middle of a fight, and you don't want to be in war.
No.
You don't want to be in Ukraine, you know, caught between two bullets, yeah?
And I try also to take a longer leave, but it's maybe more time to talk fast every day.
No, okay. Yeah, I mean, look at your heart, you know. What the heart tells you, you know, I mean, follow.
When I'm here, because the environment, of course, less talk, sometimes not as a whole. So it's easier to
see the heart. Yeah, of course, if you're in Taiwan, you know, it's
more difficult. It's more difficult to see that middle day. Having this image of clouds of talk, it's making like no sun, like just cloud in the window.
Well, try, you know. Try, I mean, to put some, you know, before you go to work or before you do anything in the morning. I mean, sit for half an hour or for 45 minutes, yeah? And then start doing things. I mean, that that gives a gives you a time between sleeping, you know, and working, yeah? Gives you to clear your mind from the sleep, yeah? And when you come back from home, yeah, you do the same thing. You clear your mind off the work, and then the mind is much clearer. And then maybe you want to do some reflection in the evening, what I'm talking about, to see what is going on, what you're doing. Because if you do that regularly, you will see, you know, that you do so many things that just cost time, you know, that just uses up your time, but they have no worth, no value. That's how you can manage, you know, I mean, to get your life to much more proficiency.
The problem with daily life is the smartphone. Also, it's the smartphone. The smartphone is a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I now include it in the five precepts. Yeah? Use it as a telephone. That's it. Yeah. I mean, of course, if you get messages from your company, then you have to look at it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is the most dangerous tool in our day and age. Yeah.
I grew up without a smartphone, and I can see the difference. So big. I want to ask another question about. I've had when I'm staying, usually when I'm doing meditation retreats or I'm staying, I have a lot of lucid dreams where I'm dreaming, but I can see myself. Is that something?
Yeah, sometimes it gives you a hint. Sometimes lucid dreams are mostly from the past, from previous lives, yeah? They have nothing to do with our life. If you remember some of your lucid dreams, they have no connection to this life. They come from a different life. There's a situation, you know, where you got stuck or, you know, or something happened. Maybe they have a meaning, you know? maybe to show you something. But what I felt is it's mostly you're stuck in a situation, yeah, where you're mostly afraid or you know something like that, you know, and then this thing comes back, yeah, and try to grin your teeth and you know and go through. Yeah.
So trying to investigate it.
Yeah, I mean you can do. Yeah.
And for investigation.
This kind of investigation, just ask, yeah, when you're calm, just ask, you know, bring up the stream, yeah, just ask, yeah, ask the heart, does it know, you know, what's the meaning? If the heart doesn't respond, you go forget it, yeah. Because you really cannot investigate it because it happened, you know, in a previous life, yeah.
Don't push it, like it's happened, if I yeah? try to see the yeah. heart come, otherwise it's...
Only if it is the same dream over and if it's the same dream over and over again, yeah? then you have to look, you know, what is beneath it, yeah? Because that fear, you know, that whatever there is, you know, I mean, it is still in your heart, yeah. And if you then go into your heart and remove that, then this dream will be over. But if it's different kinds of dreams, you know, there's nothing really that we can do. Yeah.
And about investigation, body investigation. When we, when I'm back daily life.
Oh, don't do it.
No. Just some samadhi.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, body investigation you only do, you know, about your life, yeah? About birth, you know, aging, you know, getting sick, you know, and death. Yeah? This is the thing you can do, you know, because it doesn't bring up the anger. Yeah. But it brings up the futility of our life, you know. What is it, you know? How many years do we have to live, you know, where we can use the strength of the body, yeah? And then, you know, I mean, we need to educate or we train this body for 18 years, yeah? Huh? Then we can use it for 30 or 35 years, yeah? And then it slowly decays, yeah? So if we don't do something useful with this body, you know, I mean... Otherwise, in our next life will be the same, yeah? And then the same, and the same, and the same. And how many millions or billions of lives have we had, you know? Huh?
So it's like more reflecting.
It's a reflection, yeah?
But, for example, like cutting part of the body and just put it in front of just to see.
I would, yeah. I mean, you easily get, you know, if you do that correctly, you easily get angry, and then your wife will be the recipient of your anger. And that is not helpful for your relationship. Yeah. And we don't know it, yeah? Because it comes out, you know. Yeah. You can see it very easily. You do some body investigation. I mean, normally your partner does something, you know, and it really never disturbs you. But once you do this body investigation, you know, that is fine, you know, now no anger comes up. But after that, you know, the kilesa produce anger. And then your partner does the same thing, and then you just explode. And that's not helpful, yeah? So, I mean, you always should do body investigation in an environment where you don't see or where you're not close to others, yeah? And not especially not in a family.
And how about, I heard that people were saying if someone is reborn in higher realms,
yeah,
heaven or general, when they come back to as a human life,
yeah,
they get really stronger and easier samadhi, and that's really helpful for the practice.
It can be, yeah. I mean, because in order to be in the upper realms, you have to have sati, yeah. When you think about half a day, you know, half a day in the heavenly realm is 70 years of life here in this realm, yeah? So they have strong sati. So it depends on, you know, I mean, they come back to the human realm. It depends on their karma, yeah? I mean, they've been to the heavenly realm. I mean, they used up their money, yeah? But they didn't reflect about it, you know, and then they come back to the human realm and just waste all the energy, yeah? It can be, yeah? But when people come, yeah, when people are born here in the human realm, coming from the heavenly realm, they find it very strange, this human realm. They find it very, I mean, it's quite brutal and nasty and things like that, yeah? So that can be their impression in the beginning, but if, you know, they get used to it, you know, and then their old kleshas are coming up, so they do also by coming. Yeah? But it really depends on, yeah? Because some of the heavenly beings, you know, also do bad karma, yeah? It's not really, they are not, you know, what do you say, you know, they are not purified. They still have kleshas, yeah? 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 Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Was ist mit Rüdiger passiert? Ha? Der ist ein bisschen empfindlich, ha?
Ja, bin ich hochgut.
Ja, ich habe das ihm gesagt, ne? Das sind beide Seiten, ne? Hm? Aber so die Überempfindlichkeit, das ist...
Ich habe ihm ja noch geholfen bei der Wohnung ausräumen und alles. Und eigentlich war das klar, dass er da jetzt zu Ihnen kommt.
Ja.
Und dann hat er irgendwann geschrieben, oder so Sprachnachricht, der Tempel weg. Und dann waren wir natürlich total baff. Also,
ja, ja.
Total baff. Und jetzt seitdem habe ich wirklich Kontakt mit ihm, aber er ist so für sich dran.
Ja, wo ist er denn?
Bei der Mutter.
Ist er wieder in Deutschland? Ja. Das ist doch verrückt, der hätte doch in ein anderes Kloster gehen können.
Er hat zu mir dann gesagt, er braucht jetzt erstmal Ruhe und muss ein paar Sachen klären. Und da habe ich zu ihm gesagt, warum gehst du denn nach Deutschland, wenn du Ruhe willst?
Ja, das ist absolute Chaos in Deutschland jetzt gerade.
Natürlich. Ich habe gesagt, ich soll unbedingt wieder kommen.
Ja. Ja. Das wird jetzt immer schlimmer in Deutschland. Also ja, nicht nur wegen den steigenden Preisen, sondern auch wegen der... Wegen der Unruhe, ne? Wenn das nicht im Bürgerkrieg auch. Gib mir eine 70er von den Milden, ne?
Die sind alles 85, es gibt mehrere normale.
Was?
Milde.
Ja?
Alles 85.
Ja, mild, ja, gib mir eine.
Und die 70er.
Was?
Und die 70er.
Ja. Also kommt doch bald wieder.
Ja, das hängt natürlich alles von seinem Kammer ab. Ne? Weil ich würde ja auch euch raten, dass sobald es da in Frankreich und Italien losgeht mit den Revolutionen oder den Abreisen, ne, dass ihr schleunigst nach Thailand kommt. Weil sonst seid ihr mitten im Krieg. Ne? Weil die werden nicht aufhören, ne? Ne? Also faktisch seid ihr ja schon im Krieg mit Russland.
Ja.
Ja? Und da fehlt jetzt noch, ne? Jetzt merkt Amerika, dass Ukraine den Krieg nicht gewinnen kann, ne? Und jetzt wird es die Polen antreiben, die Rumänen antreiben, da einzusteigen. Und dann ist die NATO drin. Mhm. Und was macht dann, ne? Und was macht dann Russland, ne? Das wird wahrscheinlich dann die Zentren, die US-Zentren in Europa bombardieren. Ja. Ja, und dann, ne, Rammstein, ne? Dann Frankfurt ist der andere, ne? Und dann Stuttgart ist das andere. Das sind alles drei Headquarters, ne?
Ich glaube, das haben viele unterschätzt.
Das war gewollt. Das hat schon Obama eingeleitet. Ne? Der den Kriegsnobelpreis bekommen hat, ne? Das war schon alles klar, ne? Die haben den, ne? Und die Merkel hat es ja jetzt auch gesagt, ne? Das Minsker Abkommen diente nur dazu da, um die Ukraine aufzurüsten gegen den Krieg gegen Russland. Hat sie zweimal jetzt gesagt.
Schwierig in Deutschland, wo kannst du ruhig bekommen. Das ist immer.
Du kriegst die normalen Nachrichten, in den normalen Nachrichten wird es ja nicht gezeigt. Es wird ja auch nicht über Covid, über die Nebenwirkungen von Covid-Impfungen gezeigt, ne? Die 163% Sterberate, in Krisen der Sterberate, ne? Und selbst die deutschen Ärzte, die das untersuchen, werden in Deutschland in den Medien nicht gebracht, aber in England in den Medien oder in den USA in den Medien weiß jeder Bescheid, was in Deutschland passiert. Nur die Deutschen wissen nicht Bescheid, was in Deutschland passiert.
Jetzt haben alle die Grippe.
Ja, es war auch die Grippe. Das war die Covid-Grippe. Wie man den Virus nennt, ist doch wurscht. Aber es war doch auch nicht viel anders als dort. Ne? Selbst der Bill Gates, der eingeladen worden ist von der Merkel, ne, hat jetzt zugegeben, ja, mir tut uns leid, es war nur eine Grippe. Und wie viele Billionen von Menschen hat er geimpft? Hm? Und wie viele haben jetzt die Impfschäden? Können Sie noch an die Schweinegrippe erinnern? Da haben Sie, ne, da war der Wodak, ne? Da hat er geholfen, ne? Hat das Medikament zurückgezogen und es verfeuert, ne? Weil da extreme Nebenwirkungen da entstanden sind. Und jetzt haben sie den Wodak gleich am Anfang ausgeschaltet. Und die ganzen Alternativen, ne? Den Hamburger Arzt oder den Heidelberger Arzt, ne? Die Pathologen, ne? die Sachen untersucht haben, haben gesagt, da ist was faul. Ne? Das sind keine Covid-Toten. Ne?
Ja, das sind die Deutschen schön an der Nase. Warum gefüttert worden? Ja.
Und das wird zum Bürgerkrieg sein. Das Ganze mit dem Covid, ne, und jetzt mit der Ukraine, da sind ja auch einige dafür. Hört mit den Waffenlieferungen auf, ne? Es gibt ja einen kleinen Teil, ne? Und die werden sich dann irgendwann, ne, die Regierung wird das versuchen, ne, die werden die aufeinanderhetzen, solange bis die sich abschlachten. Du weißt es doch, wie es in Covid gegangen ist. Das ist doch ein Familienriss passiert. Da haben sich plötzlich Vater und Sohn haben sich die Köpfe eingeschlagen. Ne? Und wenn es weitergeht, dann schlagen sie sich wirklich die Köpfe ein. Also das ist nicht schön. Deswegen sage ich, ne, wenn du merkst, ne, eines der Zeichen ist Paris brennt, ne? Das wird angezündet von den Parisern, ne? Nicht von irgendjemand anders, ne? Die sind so wütend, ne? Weil sie merken, und es kommt ja immer mehr raus, ne? Weil sie merken, ne, wie sie verarscht worden sind, ne? Und wie die Polizei brutal, ne, sie unterdrückt hat, ne? In Italien wird es auch kommen, ne? Und dann wird aber auch Zeit, ne, abzuhauen. Ne? Weil du willst nicht im Bürgerkrieg. Ne? Alles klar. Ne? Ja? Wie lange bleibt jetzt da?
Bis zum 16.
16, das sind 10 Tage, oder?
Knapp 2 Wochen.
Ja, so knapp 2 Wochen.
But I've been noticing these past couple of days that whenever I try to actually do sati, there's an opposite tendency coming in me that it's more like I have to follow orders, I have to comply, I have to basically go with the program that's inside my head.
Yeah.
And basically I'm becoming like the robot that you're talking about or that you're writing about.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You just go back to your breath, yeah? You see it, yeah? Acknowledge it and go back to the breath. You don't, yeah? Whatever this robot is telling you, you know, you say, okay, fine, go ahead and do it, but leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And just go back to sati.
Yeah. Go back to breath.
The breath.
Yeah.
And from the breath,
yeah,
I see what's peripherally around me, the sati.
Yeah, but don't look so much at the moment. Just look at the breath. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Just get concentrated onto the breath. Then the surrounding, you know, where all this programming is, you know, will disappear. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I need, Bhante. Thank you.
What is it that you wanted to know?
It's as if every word, especially every action, every thought is in defensive zone.
Well, the first thing is, yeah, in German we have the saying, you have to realize something before you can change it. Good, now you realize it. And now you can, yeah, slowly change it.
No,
yeah, I mean, that is a reaction of the kilesas, because you're getting at the root of the problem, yeah? So they will try to make you, they frighten you, yeah? Don't let them frighten you. You know that this guy kind of, you know, when the thought comes in and I get paranoia, you know, it's also the kilesa, not you.
But then how can you...
You go back, you really, your mainstay is the Buddha, you where the mind is completely calm. That's where your mainstay is, yeah? So, I mean, then you do the Buddha faster, you know, I mean, so until it clears off a little bit, yeah? Buddha, 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 Buddha. Then it, you know, starts to clear off, yeah? And then, you know, I mean, see, you know, if you can go, you know, and if it becomes stronger, then you do it faster again.
But then how, like sitting here in the cellar in the morning, you can't, I don't know, you can't get that level of calm and clarity,
yes,
before I speak to you?
No,
there's so many things going on.
Yeah, but you pay attention, yeah? You pay attention too much, you know, it's also a woman problem, yeah? You pay too much attention of what other people are doing and how do they react towards you. Yeah.
Yes, but it's lots of things. It's like,
yeah,
judging and...
Yeah, but be a little patient with yourself. Yeah.
I have impatient endurance. I've worked that out. Not patient endurance, impatient endurance.
Yeah, but that happens to every one of us, you know, especially if we are raised in the West, you know, it does happen to us that we are impatient, we want to have results. And especially if we are scientists, you know, and doctors, yeah? Dr. Linda. Professor Dr. Linda. The higher we educated, the more, you know, I mean, the more it is, you know, and that...
I mean, you literally have to do a PhD defense to become a doctor. So you're tested in your ability to defend yourself from your work.
Yes. I mean, even the master's degree I had to defend.
Yeah. An honors degree. Oh, yeah.
No, the bachelor you don't have to defend.
No, the next one.
Yeah, the master's degree I had to defend myself. Oh, boy, I was shaking. But then, you know, going on conferences, presenting papers, you know, it's also, you know, the first time you do that. Yeah? But then you get used to it, yeah.
But literally all day, every day in the lab is defending yourself and your work.
Yeah. Now you have to get rid of it. Yeah, be patient, you know. I mean, tell yourself, I mean, I am as good as I can be, you know, and I try to be a little bit better every day. Acceptance is a real, yeah. I tell, you know, if you listen to some of the talks, you know, I tell, yeah, some people, you know, I have to board the train in Stuttgart, you know, before they can go to Moscow, yeah. But if you think you're already in Poland, you know, I mean, you will never get there, you know, I mean, you miss the train, you know, and you don't know where you are. So, I mean, realize the way how you are and be able to accept it, you know, and then slowly develop. And if you start slowly developing, depending on your last karma from your last years, I mean, you might be able, you know, you might get a very fast train, yeah? But the beginning is very difficult, yeah? It was also the beginning for me. I mean, the higher you educate in the beginning is very difficult, yeah? So you have just to break through, yeah? And if you're full of shit, you know, accept that you're full of shit. Yeah? What's wrong? You know, if you don't accept it, we cannot remove it. Yeah? It's not so bad. Linda. And be a bit tougher.
Yeah, not tough.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. What is the German word? Zart besaitet. Yeah. It means very sensitive. That's why you go into a higher education, you know, so that nobody can touch you.
There's a saying for it. I've forgotten, but something like being in cotton wool or something mm-hmm. like this.
Being in the ivory tower. Yeah. So all the people are they cannot touch you, and they say, I mean that. It's also, you know, I mean, her students, you know, I mean, Adeline was one of her students. She's always looking up, yeah? So, I mean, she's very rarely do we attack people, you know, who are higher educated, yeah? So it is a protect mechanism. And now it falls off, you know, and then we,
The higher we are, the harder we fall.
Yeah. That is a German saying, ne? And it arrogance comes before the fall. What?
Pride comes
before the fall. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just work on it. And smile. Yeah. I mean nothing. You know. I mean your body is still there. You know. I mean it is all up in your mind. Yeah.
Only the mind.
Yeah, so I mean, nothing goes wrong, you know. I mean, as long as you can stop thinking. If you can't stop thinking, then you really are in trouble.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, so putto 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 putto. Yeah,
it's very clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not easy to do, but clear.
Okay. So where is now? What's his name? Achen. Welcher Kut ist er? In der Kobra.
Er ist in der Kutti Kobra.
Das heißt, wenn Achen geht, dann muss der Lorenz.
Das hat mir vorher niemand gesagt.
Doch. Nein. Jedes Mal kommst du und fragst, kann ich den dahin tun, kann ich den dahin tun? Und warum hast du da nicht gefragt?
Ajahn, der kam morgens zum
Nachmittag. Ja, und dann fragst du mich. Du fragst mich immer.
Ja, meistens. Also ich frage sie eigentlich auch immer. Aber diesmal habe ich sie halt eben nicht gefragt und genau jetzt war es halt eben nicht okay. Entschuldige mich dafür. Es war nicht meine Absicht, sie dabei zu übergehen. Ich habe ihn halt einfach in eine freie Kutti getan und er ist halt auch...
Es gibt halt noch andere freie Kuttis.
Ja, natürlich. Aber zu dem Zeitpunkt war die Kutti Kobra nicht frei.
Nein, die Kutti Kobra war nicht frei. Ja. Der hätte einen halben Tag warten müssen.
Ja, hätte man ihn halt einfach ein bisschen warten lassen. Das stimmt. Aber ich wollte halt eben freundlich sein und hilfsbereit, dann habe ich ihn halt eben in diese Kutti getan, weil sie frei war. Das war die falsche Entscheidung.
Sonst fragt er mich für jeden Scheißdreck, wo er mich fragen muss. Und da bist du genauso wie der Alec. Bei wichtigen Entscheidungen, da fällt ihr die Entscheidung selber. Und bei jedem Kringskram, den er selber entscheiden kann, da fragt er mich. Da stört er mich. Das ist etwas, woran du arbeiten musst. Es geht jetzt nicht um die Double Kutti alleine. Ja, es geht um das Prinzip.
Ja, ich weiß, Sie haben recht, Herr Anschein. Ich kann ja jetzt auch nichts mehr sagen. Ich bin ja schon ruhig.
Ah.